get ya. I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I want ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump. Everybody jump. Jump, 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 jump. Everybody jump. Jump, 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 jump. Everybody jump. Jump, 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 jump. Everybody jump. Jump, 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 jump. Yeah. This is dedicated to Jump, the fighter, Dakota. Grab your bullseye.
AM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A major international drug trafficking ring has been dismantled. Federal agents say that ring spanned Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. ABC's Alex Stone says drugs were flowing mostly from Canada.
According to federal authorities, it was a sophisticated operation. A guy in Canada would buy large amounts of drugs from cartels in Mexico. He would hire long-haul truckers to move the drugs along smuggling routes from L.A. to places like Montreal, Toronto, and Calgary. Because in Canada, illegal drugs can sell for 20 times more than in the U.S. Now 12 of 19 suspects are under arrest.
A Republican-led House committee holding a markup session today on articles of impeachment against Mayorkas over his handling of border security. A bipartisan group in the Senate continuing to work with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on a spending package. Consumer confidence up for the third straight month. The Conference Board, which tracks the mood of Americans, say holiday spending helped boost confidence. This is ABC News. Pharmaceutical companies have refused to sell states' drugs for lethal injections. Because of that, some officials in Ohio say they're in favor of using nitrogen gas to conduct executions. Here's Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost.
Saying that the law of Ohio should be thwarted, to be able to be thwarted, because pharmaceutical companies don't want to sell the chemicals, is an abdication of the sovereignty of the state of Ohio.
The bill would require that nitrogen gas be used in cases when lethal injection drugs are not available. Last week, Alabama became the first state to use nitrogen gas as an execution method. 119.8 degrees Fahrenheit, that's the highest temperature ever recorded in Europe. The World Meteorological Organization says it happened in Sicily in 2021 when high temperatures were soaring across much of Europe. Researchers say it renews concerns about climate change. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has tossed a lawsuit challenging a handful of absentee ballot rules. The lawsuit was filed by the liberal Elias Law Group and argued that rules banning absentee ballot drop boxes and requirements for witness signatures created unnecessary barriers for voters. The judge dismissed some of the group's claims last week, and after saying they were not going to continue to challenge the rules, the judge dropped the case earlier today. A new study links racism online to higher rates of stress and suicide among black teenagers. Dr. Raquel Martin is a clinical psychologist. She says social media often amplifies what happens in everyday life.
Having social media provides you with an opportunity to see how people that look like you are being treated in their own city and state and country, and acknowledging the fact that that is not often good.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says suicide rates among black youth in the U.S. are rising faster than any other group. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks lose to the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets spoiled the debut of Doc Rivers with a 113-107 win over Milwaukee. But the new head coach says it wasn't the Bucks' defense that failed, it was the offense.
I told our guys, anyone who told you you couldn't play defense, lie. You proved that tonight. I thought tonight was an offensive loss.
In college basketball, a new AP Top 25. Wisconsin moves up this week to number 6 after beating Michigan State. The Badgers face the Cornhuskers in Nebraska this Thursday. Marquette now ranked number 9. 9 after a decisive victory over Seton Hall in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles are in Villanova, Pennsylvania to take on the Wildcats tonight, looking for their fifth win in a row. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins, says he's looking forward to spring training next month, coming off a torn ACL last March.
I'll be stoked to get on the field, but just stoked to get down to Arizona and meet with this medical team and put a plan in place going forward.
That's the Brewers' Reese Hoskins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle cold.
Playing what we want.
What they tell themselves. Hey, Jack, I found my phone. Did you find yours?
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise.
Jack FM shakes our moneymaker.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So turns out women are pretty good with money after all. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM includes Pork Rinds.
What kind of outfit are you running here?
93.1 Jack FM.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shore, cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys in Kanai, all the gang.
something to get off your chest besides that January 6th tattoo? 866-930-JACK.
Maybe he'll see a little better Saturdays. said, no, I'm dead.
Listen while Jack FM reimagines our profit center.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's Hair Volume from New Nordic.
Hair Volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give Hair Volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some Hair Volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some patchy fog and low temps in the mid to upper 20s. And for tomorrow, unseasonably mild with a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid 40s. We'll look for highs near 40 degrees on Thursday and Friday, partly sunny. It's 32 degrees.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
FM doesn't complain, we whine. It's classier.
Let's get
Jack FM is playing what we want because hiring a music director cuts into our bottom line.